If you've been here the last couple of weeks, you'll know already that during this month of August, we have been exploring the faith and the music of some of our great hymn writers. Our first two, Englishman Isaac Watts and Charles Wesley, both have many hymns in our hymnal and many that are quite familiar with us. This week, though, we move in a little bit different direction, and thanks to Lynn, who's been helping me on this. She pointed me to the gentleman who is our focus here for today. His hymns are not quite as well known in the English-speaking world, but they are popular in the German-speaking world. And it's actually thanks to Charles Wesley's brother, John, that we know about Paul Gerhardt, because John Wesley was the first to translate some of Gerhardt's hymns into English. And one of the first hymns he translated will be our hymn that we sing here this morning. And that's what I want to call your attention to, is that during this series, during the month of August, you need to keep your hymnals in your hands. We are going to pause in the middle of my words to sing the words of these hymn writers today, Paul Gerhardt's words. And in so doing, we will see glimpses into their faith in ways maybe we don't always think about when we actually sing our hymns. Now, to focus on Paul Gerhardt, I want you to imagine that you are a child, maybe about the age of 10, and your country has entered into a devastating war that lasts until you are 40 years old. Imagine how this would affect your life, your economic prospects, your family, your outlook on the world. And if you can possibly imagine it in the slightest way, you might get a glimpse into the life of Paul Gerhardt, who was born in Germany and from his boyhood until his 40s was under the cloud of the 30 Years' War in Central Europe. And yet, despite all of the suffering that he saw and experienced, or maybe because of it, he became Germany's greatest hymn writer. In circumstances like that, I think people tend to do one of two things. Either they give up, including giving up on their faith, or they stand even more firmly in their faith, gaining strength from their relationship with God. And needless to say, Gerhardt took the second course. And this is reflected in the words to his song, Give to the Winds Thy Fears. Gerhardt reflects on the faith of the psalmist in this hymn. And so I'm going to read Psalm 37, and as I do, I want you to listen to those words, and then as we sing that psalm, I want you to see if you can hear the faith of the psalmist reflected in Gerhardt's hymn. Hear now the words of Psalm 37. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. You will live in the land, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. And now I invite you to sing hymn number 286, Give to the Winds Thy Fear. And you may remain seated.
Thank you.
words that Gerhardt wrote, the strength that he drew through the troubles and trials that were going on around him. Paul Gerhardt was born in 1607 into a middle-class family in Grafenhausen, a small town near Wittenberg. And Wittenberg happens to be where Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses to the door of the church, which began the Protestant Reformation. At age 15, Gerhardt was accepted into the Frisian school in the town of Grimma, Germany. And after graduation from there in 1627, he enrolled in the University of Wittenberg. One of his influential teachers there was Paul Robert, who was particularly masterful at creating sermons from hymns. And in this way, Gerhardt was taught to use hymnody as a tool of pastoral care and instruction. Gerhardt graduated with a divinity degree from Wittenberg in 1642. And yet, due to the 30 Years' War, he did not receive an appointment to a church, but instead moved to Berlin and became a private tutor. It was during this time that his hymns gained the attention of Johann Kruger, the organist at a church in Berlin. Kruger was impressed with Gerhardt's hymns and started using them in his church. The hymns proved to be popular, and the two men began a collaboration and a friendship that lasted many years. In 1651, Gerhardt received his first church appointment in Mittenwald, a small town near Berlin. It was during this time that he composed most of his hymns. And while he was a devoted pastor in Mittenwald, he was called back to Berlin, where he took a position as an associate pastor at the Nicolai Church in Berlin. When Gerhardt came to Berlin, he found a city in the midst of strife between Lutherans and Calvinists. The regional governor, who was a Calvinist, wanted to make peace between the clerical factions. But the governor himself was a Calvinist, which meant he tended to favor that branch of the Protestant Reformation. The governor sponsored a series of conferences between the Lutheran and Calvinist clergy in the hopes of having them arrive at some sort of consensus. Now, when have Protestants ever gotten along, no matter what their group is? But the Lutherans and Calvinists at that time could not reach any sort of consensus. And in fact, the opposite was true. It seemed that the more the two sides got together, the more they argued and the further apart they found themselves. Now, Gerhardt was a leading voice among the Lutherans at the time, and he drew up many of the statements in defense of the Lutheran faith. At the same time, however, he was renowned for acting fraternally, not only to the Lutherans, but also to the Calvinist clergy. And he was respected and well-liked by all. His sermons spoke beyond the bounds of the debate, so that many Calvinists attended his services, and even the wife of the governor was a great admirer of his hymns. Perhaps Gerhardt's most popular hymn, at least in the English-speaking world, is "O Sacred Head Now Wounded." This deeply spiritual song is often sung on Maundy Thursday services or on Good Friday. Gerhardt drew upon the words from a Latin text believed to have been written by Bernard of Clairvaux. The original words were in 7 stanzas, interesting enough, honoring Jesus' feet, knees, hands, sides, breast, heart, and head. The words have been modified considerably over the years in various translations and vary from one hymnal to another. However, all include the first verse, which begins, "O sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down." The hymn honors Christ for suffering on the cross and asks how we can love and thank him enough. As we sing this great Lenten hymn, listen for the words that powerfully capture the bodily nature of the suffering that Jesus experienced in the crucifixion. And you may remain seated as we sing hymn number 98. Outlive my love for thee. These words end our rendition of the hymn and our hymnal. And love certainly was a centerpiece of Gerhardt's writing in his hymnody. It was also his sensitivity to the human situation that helped make Gerhardt popular with both the Lutherans and the Calvinists in Berlin. When the governor grew impatient with the lack of consensus between the two groups, he put an end to the conferences and issued an edict that forced Lutheran pastors to comply with Calvinist teachings. As you might expect, the Lutherans would not comply, and they were forced out of their parishes, including Gerhardt. However, so beloved was Paul Gerhardt that the citizens of Berlin, both Lutherans and Calvinists, petitioned to have him reinstalled, and the governor acquiesced. However, Gerhard would not accept the position because to him it meant that it tacitly approved of the edict. He continued to live in Berlin without a position for more than a year until finally the edict was withdrawn and Gerhard was appointed as pastor of the church in Lübben, Germany, where he served until he died 8 years later in 1676. Gerhard's faith legacy is one that still speaks to us today. The religious differences between Lutherans and Calvinists of the time divided churches, communities, even families. Yet even in the midst of these sharp divides, a few managed to find ways of bridging that very divide. Gerhard was one of those rare souls who could hold fast to his own faith while still reaching out to those whose faith expression was different. Among the tools that he used to do this was his hymns. His hymns somehow were able to affirm his Lutheran roots while at the same time to speak to something bigger and something deeper than either Lutheranism or Calvinism. They spoke to the basic truths about God, Christ, and the human condition. Our opening hymn, the Advent hymn, O Lord, how shall I meet you? And our closing hymn, Jesus, thy boundless love to me, move past denominational ideologies and into the realm of Christ's love for us. As the hymn says, Christ's love for us is boundless. As you look at the words of the hymns we are singing today, especially the opening and closing hymns, you will see that for Gerhard, the starting place for all of our relationships begins with God's love for us. If we can begin to understand and grasp that love, then we can show God's love to each other. And it is in that ability to show God's love to someone else that we begin to find our common ground, despite the differences we may have in doctrine and practice. For Gerhard, our relationship with God and the love that springs from that relationship is the foundation of our lives. As we sing this next hymn, Now Rest Beneath Night's Shadows, notice the deep and abiding trust he has with his Creator. It is out of that deep and personal relationship, that trust with God, that we find the love that will bridge all gaps, lower all barriers, and reconcile the world to each other and to God. As I conclude this sermon today, let us close by singing together this wonderful prayer of love and trust. And you may remain seated for this prayerful hymn.